Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Mound City High School Gymnasium. Randy Gatula, Cody Schwong with you. The fourth of four big games this evening here on Sunny 101.3. Up next, it'll be boys basketball, East Atchison and South Holt. Let's move right to the starting lineups. First for East Atchison, they'll go with Colton Hall, a 5'9 senior. Alex Erickson, a senior at 5'9. Brody Wenahan, he's just a sophomore at 5'9. Parker Livengood is a 5'10. Sophomore, and Mason Kingery, a sophomore at 6'4". That's the five starters for Coach Kevin Dotson and the East Atchison Wolves. Starting lineup for the South Holt Knights. They're coached by head coach Colby Morris. He'll go with Cole Metzger. That's right, South Holt fans. Cole Metzger, coming off the football injury, will get the start tonight and will be on the floor after that knee injury. Also, Griffin Kemmerling, a junior. Hayes Weller, 6'1", and a senior. Trevor Mark, a 6-foot senior, and Cameron Biondo, 5'8", and a sophomore. And we want a tip of the hat here to Colby Morris, Cody, for coming up and helping us out here. He noticed that many of the jersey numbers that were listed in the program did not align with the jersey numbers his players were wearing. In fact, five of them were completely separate numbers. He came up and bailed us out during the girls' game to let us know about that. We would have been in a bit of a pickle.
That would have been a struggle.
Well, I know some of the kids, and I'd have been able to pick them out maybe, but the ones that had number changes here were Kemmerling, Weller, Prusman, Mark, and Biondo, four of the five starters. Not sure what happened when they printed the program, but the numbers do not match. Maybe they got new jerseys or something here, but we'll see what's going to happen. Jumping it up for South Holt will be Trevor Mark. He'll go against Mason Kingery at 6'4". The official about to step in. East Atchison, South Holt boys basketball, live from the Mountain City Tournament. Here's the opening tip. Ball is up, and it's controlled by South Holt. Into forecourt quickly with it is Cole Metzger. Cole Metzger on the knee that's banged up there for football, seeing his first competitive action tonight for South Holt after that football injury. I was there that night covering the game that he was injured. They work quickly into forecourt. From the baseline left side, a long three is up and off. No good. Put up by Trevor Mark. Rebound comes down again to South Holt. They'll reset the offense. Weller gives it to Metzger. Metzger dribbles all the way in, driving layup. Metzger can't get it down. And the rebound is brought down. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on South Holt.
Foul's going to be called on Cameron Biondo. On Biondo, his first personal foul, team foul number one.
So it'll be East Atchison's basketball. They'll come into forecourt on the dribble. Parker Livengood puts it to the right corner. And now we're going to have a travel down here on Colton Hall. Hall was all alone in the corner on the right side and just shuffled that pivot foot a little bit. That brings Coach Kevin Dotson up off the bench with some words of advice. Into forecourt quickly with the basketball again. Come the South Holt Knights. I'm not sure I've got it. Yeah, there's 30. That's Cameron Biondo. We're going to have a little bit of a challenge here at first. That's Trevor Mark at the top of the key. Cole Metzger. Metzger, left-handed dribble, left side of the lane. Had to pick up the dribble. Now needs help. Somebody's got to come and help him get the ball. Across court pass. It goes to the far side in the paint. Driving lay-in up, off, doesn't go. That put up by Trevor Mark. Loose basketball. Mark gets it back. Flips it into the corner right side to Hayes Waller. Back up to Metzger. Cole Metzger, across court pass. He just got clearance to be back out here from the doctors after the football injury. Metzger, a 5'6 senior. They put it into the corner, baseline right side. Weller driving, fall away shot up and good. Hayes Weller with the first 2 points of the ball game. And South Holt goes up 2-0 with 6:20 to play here in the first quarter. In backcourt, struggling with the ball a bit, they put it to the baseline left side. Driving, little floaters up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot up, round and around it goes, and Mason Kingery gets it to go down. That touched the full 360 of the rim before he got it down. Fast break the other way comes South Holt. They kick it into the corner, left side Griffin Kemmerling. He hits the three, but they say he traveled before he launched the shot down in the corner.
And the coach agreed with it, too. Coach Morris was like, yeah, you did.
Shuffled the foot before he launched a three. The sad part for him is it went right down, nothing but nylon. All tied at two apiece. We've played 2 minutes here. 5:52 on the game clock in the first quarter. A spin move into forecourt. Pass comes to the near side to Hall. In the corner, open look. Three baseline right side up. Off no good. That was put up by Wenahan. Pass break the other direction. Here comes Sal Holt. Little spin move in the lane. Out to the left side. A long three from the right corner. Up and off. No good. That was put up by Biondo. Now the top of the three, Metzger launches a three. It's short off the front of the rim. So back-to-back three-point shots came up short of the mark. Fast break the other direction. Down court, East Atchison. They set it to the top of the key. Handling it is Livengood. Parker Livengood gets it back in the paint. Jump shot off the rim, no. Rebound, Cole Metzger. Metzger down court. Boy, you'd never know he was injured, would you? Metzger all the way for the fast break layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound the other direction. Here comes East Atchison, 2-on-2. Shot is blocked away. Taking it in for the layup was Colton Hall. He's going to be fouled on the baseline, and Hall's going to go to the line to shoot two shots.
That's going to be a foul on Southholt's Hayes Weller, his first personal foul, team foul number two.
At the free throw line is Colton Hall, 5'9 senior, shooting two shots here for the East Atchison Wolves. Free throw is on the way, up and good. Colton Hall hits the first one. He'll have a second shot coming. That puts East Atchison back on top. 3-2 here. We've played 3 minutes in the first quarter of this Mound City Invitational Tournament game. At the line is Colton Hall, ready for his second free throw. It's on the way up, but it's good also. He got them both. 4-2. East Atchison on top now. Down court, into forecourt for the Southold Knights. Come with the basketball to the right corner. Up to Cole Metzger at the top of the key. He's between the rings at the top of the circle. Man-to-man defense here by East Atchison. Now Metzger at the free throw line. Bounce pass to the corner left side to Waller. Back up top it comes to Metzger. Metzger works one-on-one against the defenders. Now he's double-teamed. Flips it to the left side. Gets it over to Kemmerling. Kemmerling feeds down to Weller in the corner. This is Hayes Weller with the basketball. Weller across court to the far side. Back over to Griffin Kemmerling. Now Kemmerling on the dribble at the top of the free throw circle. Kemmerling dribbles into the paint. Jump shot, fall away, shot off the left side, up and off, no good. Rebound is going to be pulled down by Colton Hall. Hall brings the ball up court himself. Swatting at it is Metzger. Goes to the right side, back to the top of the key to Hall. Underneath, driving, baseline right side. Shot is up, partially blocked. That was put up by Quinlan and couldn't get it to drop. And we'll have a whistle and subs into the ball game. In for Southold comes Zachary Schumann, 6'2 senior. Schumann in replacing Cole Metzger. Metzger isn't in shape yet here. He hasn't been able to work out for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a quick little breather here. 4-2, your score, a two-point lead right now for East Atchison. Here's the inbound pass is tipped. And it's going to be grabbed by Colton Hall, and they'll set their offense underneath. Driving lay-in up off the glass is up and good by Mason Kingery. Kingery's got 4 points now, and it's 6-2. East Atchison on top. Down court, here comes Hayes Weller with the basketball up to Kemmerling. Kemmerling backs it out to the top of the circle, goes to Weller. Weller can't get to the left side baseline, clears it instead. Back up to Trevor Mark. I think that's Trevor Mark. Yes. Mark to the left side. I'm having a heck of a time here on the baseline. We normally have the numbers all in nice numerical order on our score sheets. Because of the mix-up on jerseys, we don't have that luxury tonight. On the right wing with the ball comes Kemmerling. Fall away shot. Kemmerling, nothing good. That's a two, I believe.
It was, yep.
Kemmerling hits the two, and it makes it 6-4 now, a two-point lead for East Atchison. A real pleasure to follow East Atchison. Their numbers are all in order. Down court, they come with it. Oswald feeds it across court. Long three from the right wing is short off the front of the rim, but the rebound comes right down to Oswald. Carter Oswald feeds it across to the left side. Doesn't go, and the rebound taken away by Hayes Weller for South Holt. Hayes Weller to the left side of the lane. Feeds it down into the corner. There's a long three by Weller that misses everything. It's going to go out of bounds, and the ball will go back over to East Atchison.
Back in for East Atchison, Brody Wenahan will check in. He will replace Alex Erickson.
Wenahan started the ball game, 5'9" sophomore. 2:34 to play in the first quarter. Not a lot of scoring here yet. 6-4 at this point. East Atchison up by two. Here come the Wolves on the fast breakdown. A long three from the left wing is rimmed off. The rim doesn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Zachary Schumann. Schumann gets the outlet pass up court to Prusman. And that was Tate Prusman had the ball knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with South Holt. Inbounding it in the corner for South Holt, Hayes Weller. Weller looks up onto the left wing to Kemmerling. This is Griffin Kemmerling with the dribble. Kemmerling, all the way shot. Oh, he got bumped. They're going to call him for travel. A lot of contact there. Coach Colby Morris might mildly disagree with the official on that one. And now it's going to be East Atchison's basketball with 2:09 to go in the first quarter. The score 6-4.
Not a lot of scoring going
no,
for you right
sure
now.
Isn't. East Atchison with the basketball in backcourt. That was Oswald handling it. Looking into the corner, baseline left side. This is Oswald moving toward the bucket. He double dribbled. Carter Oswald, 5'7", sophomore, got down there in the corner, made a move into the lane and traveled with the basketball. Now we're going to have a little bit of pressure being applied by East Atchison here. Inbounding the pass, they toss it into Biondo. Biondo gives it back up the court to Hayes Weller. Weller gets it across the timeline. Weller over to Kemmerling. Griffin Kemmerling picks up his dribble. There's a pass stolen away. Livengood, Parker Livengood makes a break toward the basket. He'll be fouled before he can get the shot off.
Foul's going to be called on Trevor Mark. Trevor Mark on marked his first personal foul, team foul number 3.
A minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Not much scoring in this one. It's been a defensive battle. 6-4, South Holt trailing East Atchison. Ball is tipped high in the air and coming out of there with it is Cameron Biondo. Biondo, down court pass, saved from going out of bounds. Saved again from going out of bounds. Great hustle. Feet underneath, shot off the glass, up and good. That was great basketball underneath. They got it to Zachary Schumann for his first 2 points. We're tied at 6. Now quickly comes East Atchison at the top of the key. A long three off the front of the iron doesn't go. Ball's going to be gathered up down in the corner by Trevor Mark. Mark, down court pass. They almost lose it again out of bounds. This time they did. It stepped on the sideline as he tried to save it, and it'll be East Atchison's basketball.
6-6, 106 left to play here in the first quarter. A lot of defense, a lot of turnovers, not much scoring.
Not much scoring. I'm able to keep track of it here pretty well for the old guy. 6-6. 1 minute to go in the quarter. In backcourt with it is Colton Hall. He gets it. Oh, has it stolen away. Fast break, uncontested lay-in, up and good. That one's put in by Griffin Kemmerling. He's got 4 points, and now it's a 2-point South Holt lead, 8-6 with 44 seconds to go in the quarter. Colton Hall feeds into the corner. The pass is wide of the mark. He was looking for Brody Winahan down here. Checking in will be Mason Kingery back onto the floor, replacing Colton Hall. And quickly back onto the floor comes Cole Metzger. Metzger in now, replacing Griffin Kemmerling for the South Holt Knights. 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. 8-6. With the 2-point lead is South Holt and the basketball. They get it across the timeline. Underneath the basket, the ball is stolen back the other way. With the steal into forecourt. Here comes East Atchison with a three from the corner right side that's up and off. Doesn't go for Carter Oswald. Rebound. Down court quickly. Cole Metzger, 15 seconds to go. Metzger lost the dribble. Bounce pass to the right side. They bring it back up top to Metzger as he plays catch down there with Biondo.
5 seconds.
Now to the right side. Cole Metzger feeds it inside. They're trying to get a shot off. No, they're going to call traveling with 1.8 seconds on the clock. 8-6. South Holt leading East Atchison by 2 here. East Atchison has 1.8 seconds to try and do something with it. Long down court heave doesn't go. After one quarter, our score is South Holt 8, East Atchison 6. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
8-6, South hold up after one quarter. We move to second quarter action. Here's Cody Swong.
All right, East Atchison basketball starting the second quarter. Hoping for a little bit more scoring here in the second period. Now here's an aggressive play by Weller. This is Brody Winahan with the basketball. Now off to the right side, Oswald. Left side it goes. This is a three-point shot up and good by Parker Livengood. Livengood knocks down the triple, and it's 9-8 in favor of East Atchison back on top now. Metzger back the other way through the paint. Off to Schumann. Left side up and good. Good pass there from Cole Metzger off to Zachary Schumann. Schumann scores another basket. He's got 4 points now in the ballgame. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on South Holt as Parker Livengood was trying to bring the ball to the court for East Atchison.
I'm going to have to wait till they post this one because I didn't see a signal. Are you sure they called a foul?
Yeah, they did.
On Trevor Mark.
Yeah, Mark gets called for the personal. That's his second.
I thought I saw him signal a push, but it took a while. Into the front court for East Atchison. Parker Livengood with the basketball. Top of the key it goes. This is Alex Erickson with it. Now they end up in the hands of Brody Winahan, who will drive baseline, turns it over, steal by Cole Metzger for South Holt. Through traffic, Cole Metzger 1-for-4. Now it's 5-on-1, and it's blocked away by Alex Erickson. Into the front court, Carter Oswald. Easy layup up off the glass and good. Carter Oswald with the breakaway layup. He's got his first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 11-10, East Atchison lead. Into the front court, Metzger. Cross-court pass, Weller. Weller looked, thought about the three. Lost the handle on it. Bounce pass into Schumann. Schumann turn around, up off the glass, won't fall. Gets his own rebound, up and good. Plus the foul. Zachary Schumann going to head to the free throw line for an and-one opportunity here and just gave the Knights the lead back 12-11.
And that foul is going to be called on Parker Livengood. On Livengood, his first personal team foul, number one of the period.
Schumann's free throw up off right will not fall. Rebound cleared out of there by Mason Kingery. Into the front court come the Wolves. This is Parker Livengood. Cross-court pass. It ends up in the hands of Oswald. Oswald picks up his dribble. Cross-court to the left side. This is Alex Anderson. Erickson on the dribble drive. Put the shot up. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, sending Alex Erickson to the line.
Erickson went down hard after being fouled there.
Sounded hard.
Maybe on Schumann.
That could be who they got.
Yes, it is. Schumann called for the personal. That's his first team foul, number two of the quarter. Not a shooting foul.
Inbounding is Erickson. Top of the key it goes Livengood. Right side it goes Carter Oswald. He'll dribble to the free throw line. Cross court pass to Alex Erickson. Erickson dribble drive through the paint. Put the shot up. Blocked away by Schumann. A lot of contact. Here comes the Knights back the other way. 12-11.
No blood. No foul.
No blood. No blood. 12-11. The Knights are in front here. Now here's a steal by East Atchison's Carter Oswald, who will take it to the other end. Put the shot up. Won't go down. Offensive rebound there for Colton Hall for East Atchison. They'll set the offense back up. Here's a three-pointer from the top of the key by Carter Oswald that won't fall. Defensive rebound cleared out of there by Griffin Kimmerling. Kimmerling pulls down the board and hands it to Cole Metzger. He'll bring it across the timeline. Facing a 2-3 defense now. The Wolves are sitting back in the zone defense. Here's a three-pointer from Metzger that will not fall from the top of the key. Still looking to knock a little rust off is Cole Metzger.
A year ago, Cole Metzger was draining those, and you can tell he just doesn't have the leg strength here when he puts that up.
Back into the front court for the Wolves comes Erickson. Erickson will dribble drive to the basket, puts the shot up, will not fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, and we'll send Alex Erickson for East Atchison to the line.
That foul is going to be called on Schumann, I think.
They got Schumann again, yeah.
That's going to be Schumann's second personal, team foul number two of the quarter, three of the quarter.
Erickson at the free throw line, free throw up and good. Into the ball game, back in for East Atchison comes Brody Winahan. He'll replace Parker Livengood. The ball game is tied at 12 apiece with 5:13 left to play here in the second quarter. Second free throw off, no good. A whistle and a foul on the rebound is going to be called on East Atchison's Colton Hall.
On Hall, that's his first personal, team foul number two of the period on the Wolves.
12-12, 5:11 to play here. Live from Mound City High School here this evening. First night of Collin basketball for this 2024 season. South Holt with the basketball, trying to get it underneath to Schumann, and ball is going to be tied up. Jump ball is going to be the call as Brody Winahan got his hand in there and jumped the ball up against Zachary Schumann.
Winahan with some good defense just stepped in front of Schumann at the last moment.
Inbounding the ball will be Hayes Weller for South Holt. They'll go right back to Weller. Kick outside, three-point shot up by Biondo. Cameron Biondo no good on the three-pointer. Rebound by Alex Erickson. Erickson into the front court, off to Colton Hall, between the circles. Back to Erickson, and a whistle and a foul as Erickson was driving to the basket there. They're going to have a foul on the floor.
Foul is going to be called on... Was that...
I think that was Hayes Weller. 15.
Oh, that 15. I got a 15 up here, Corey. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm still struggling with these jersey numbers.
We got her squared up now.
Thank you.
Colton Hall, three-point shot from the top of the key, will not fall. Ball's going to end up going out of bounds back to South Holt.
In my defense, there are seven jersey numbers that were listed incorrectly in the program, and we have pre-typed, pre-set up score sheets. Seven of the players aren't wearing the numbers we were told.
Griffin Kimmerling with the basketball on the left side. Now the ball gets worked around to Biondo on the right side. And cross-court pass back to Metzger. Early in the season yet, both teams just a little bit inconsistent with their flow of the offense. As Metzger fires a three from the left wing that won't fall. Offensive rebound, Griffin Kimmerling up and good. Griffin Kimmerling with 6 points now in the ballgame. On the offensive rebound and putback, he gives the Knights the lead 14-12, up by two at the midway point in the second quarter. Carter Oswald right back the other way. Up and good. Carter Oswald scores his second bucket of the evening, and we're back to tied at 14. Into the front court, Metzger tries to find Schumann. Schumann loses the handle on it. It's going to hit the bleachers and be a turnover to East Atchison.
Metzger had Schumann just waiting under the basket for that basketball. Schumann couldn't handle it when it got there. Substitute in now for South Holt. Back in is Trevor Mark checking in. Mark in replacing Hayes Weller for the Knights.
I think they gave a bench warning to South Holt, but I could hear a little bit of something. Into the front court comes East Atchison. Carter Oswald with it. Left side it goes Livengood. Livengood pull-up jump shot from the left elbow won't fall. Ball is tipped around, ends up in the hands of Biondo. And Cameron Biondo is going to be fouled by East Atchison.
Yep. The foul is going to be called on Parker Livengood. On Livengood, his second personal. Team foul number two of the quarter.
14-14. Clock shows 3:28 here left to play. Second quarter.
I don't think either team's been able to get more than a 2-point lead here in this game.
No, it's been tight the whole way. And Kimmerling was driving to the basket, has it blocked away by Mason Kingery. Back the other way in a hurry come East Atchison, but a good defensive play by guess who? Cole Metzger, knocking the ball out of bounds, stopping that fast break opportunity for the whole night.
Coming off that football injury, this kid at 80% is still head and shoulders above most athletes. Going to have to take another little breather here.
Shaking his head that he didn't really want to come out.
Well, conditioning is going to be a challenge here at first. He's been set out for a long time.
He might not feel it this quarter, but maybe later in the fourth quarter. All right. East Atchison basketball. This is Brody Winahan with it in the right corner. Top of the key it goes Colton Hall. Hall finds Kingery in the left corner. Thought about the three. Now they pass it inside to Livengood. Livengood has three Knights around him down there.
Timeout's going to be called here, I believe.
They're going to grant them the timeout.
2:55 to go in the second quarter. All tied at 14. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast include Shipe Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure Egg of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, Golden Triangle Energy, Farmer State Bank of Mount City, and Northwest Ag Services.
Inbounding the ball will be East Atchison. They'll throw it to Colton Hall in the left corner. Cross court pass, it goes in. Alex Erickson back across. Colton Hall playing catch with it. Now they have an open look for three. Colton Hall from the left side, up and good. Colton Hall with his first field goal on the evening. He has 5 points tonight.
That's the biggest lead for either team, a three-point advantage.
17-14 with 2:30 left to play here in the second quarter. Here's another three-point look by the Wolves. Up and no good that time for Live and Good. They track down the offensive rebound. Back outside it goes Brody Winahan for three. Won't fall. Ball is tipped around. I believe it's going to stay. They're going to say last touch by East Atchison going back to the night.
Boy, the Wolves had some nice looks there for threes just now and couldn't get them down.
Yep. Inbounding come the Knights, facing a little bit of full court pressure now. And Colton Hall is going to get tagged with a reach-in foul as Cameron Biondo was trying to dribble up the right sideline over there.
On Hall, that's his second personal. And team foul number four of the period.
Back into the game for the Wolves comes Carter Oswald. He will replace Mason Kingery. Cross-court pass. This is Griffin Kimmerling for South Holt. Has an open look for three. Shot up off front iron. Won't fall. Carter Oswald pulls down the defensive rebound, trying to beat traffic up the court. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Knights as Carter Oswald was driving to the basket.
Foul is going to be called on Griffin Kimmerling. On Kimmerling, that's his first personal, team foul number five.
Oswald got 4 points on tonight. First free throw up and good. He'll have another opportunity here. Kingery checking back into the ball game. He'll replace Alex Erickson. Coach Dotson kind of just playing a six-guy rotation here. They give everybody a little bit of a breather and right back in the game. Second free throw for Oswald up and good. Now it's a 5-point lead for East Atchison at 19-14. Here's Biondo with the basketball for South Holt. He dishes it off to the right side to Weller, who puts up an 8-foot jump shot on the right corner, up and good for 2 points. Weller has his second basket of the game, and it's back to just a 3-point ball game. 19-16. Here's Brody Winahan on the dribble drive. Can't get the ball to go in the hoop. Back outside, ends up in the hands of Colton Hall, who fires three. Defensive rebound pulled out of there by South Holt to Griffin Kimmerling. Biondo back the other way, up off the glass. Cameron Biondo scores the layup, and it's back to just a one-point advantage. Into the front court for East Atchison. Mason Kingery can't get the easy turnaround jump shot to go. Rebounds pulled out of there by Zachary Schumann for South Holt.
Going to be a blocking foul over on the far side here. Going to be called on East Atchison. Foul is going to be called on Brody Winahan. On Winahan, his first team foul, number five. We're going to be shooting here.
All right, we're going to send Trevor Mark to the free throw line. Trevor has not scored yet this evening.
Now they shoot two, right? It's
yep,
not a one and one anymore.
Straight to double. First free throw on the way up and off front iron does not fall. 1:10 left to go. A 1-point advantage at 19-18. East Atchison in front here.
Just when I think I know all the answers, they change all the questions in this sport. Over Nebraska, we're going to have a shot clock. Here we don't have. Both places it goes to five per quarter and then two shots.
Second free throw off back iron won't fall for Trevor Mark. Alex Erickson pulls down the rebound for East Atchison. Into the front court comes Carter Oswald, who will try a three. Won't go down. Offensive rebound there for Parker Livengood. Puts a shot up off the glass. Won't fall. Trevor Marks pulls that ball out of there. Rips it away. And now a whistle and a foul in the backcourt is going to be called on East Atchison.
Yeah, Trevor Marks going to be at the line shooting two here. Foul is going to be called on Tyler Inman. I think that's what they signaled. I might have to wait till I
Is that on it might be on Winahan or Livengood?
Well, they haven't put it up yet. Yes, it is. Livengood picks up his third.
Mark now 0 for 3 from the free throw line after he misses this one. He does have another one coming here. Score still 19-18. Clock shows 52.8 seconds left to go second quarter.
South Holt's missed some opportunities. They're 0 for 4 from the free throw line so far in the ball game. Make that 0 for 5 now.
Mark makes the back, misses the back end as well.
Meanwhile, East Atchison has hit 5 out of 6 from
right.
the line.
Here's a steal by Hayes Weller for South Holt into the front court. Whistle and a foul is going to be called before the shot. They'll send Hayes Weller try his luck at the free throw line.
Foul is going to be called on Colton Hall. On Colton Hall, that will be his third personal. And, of course, we're past the team fouls here now, so we're shooting two shots.
Hayes Weller with 4 points on the evening. First free throw on the way. Up and rims in and out. And they continue to shoot 0 for 6 from the free throw line. Still just a one-point game, 19-18. Weller, second free throw up and still won't fall. 0 for 7 here in the first half at the free throw line. 41.5 seconds left to go second quarter.
1 point ball game and a 5-point advantage from the line by East Atchison. They're 5 out of 6 versus 0 for 7.
On the rebound, East Atchison loses it out of bounds. It's going to stay with South Hole underneath their own basket. Weller will trigger it in. He'll throw it in at the top of the key to Metzger, who will try his luck from three. Up and good. Cole Metzger with his first field goal on the evening, and it's a triple.
First one of the season.
South Holt the lead, 21-19. Back into the front court comes East Atchison. They'll try a three from the right wing, up off back iron. Tipped around, ends up in the hands of Carter Oswald, who'll step through traffic. Can't get the layup to go down. Ball is ripped out of there by Cameron Biondo. Biondo off to Mark. Mark into the front court, behind the back, loses the handle on it.
10 seconds.
Here comes Colton Hall for East Atchison. Looks to go to Oswald on the right side. Whistle and traveling is going to be the call. A turnover to South Holt.
Coach Kobe Morris helped on that call down here on the sideline. He was screaming travel. Ref heard it right in his ear and signaled it. Doesn't hurt to help.
Persuasion.
Doesn't hurt to help once in a while.
6.5 seconds. They inbound it into the backcourt. This is Cameron Biondo. 3 seconds. He hands it to Metzger, who will try a deep three up off the iron. Will not fall. That will take us to halftime. Your halftime scorer in the final game of the evening, the South Holt Knights 21, the East Atchison Wolves 19. We'll take a 2-minute break, come back and look at the first half stats. You've been enjoying high school basketball and coverage. 66th Annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Here at the Mount City Invitational Tournament, in our fourth game of the night at the half, the South Holt Knights are leading the East Atchison Wolves 21-19, our halftime score. Let's look at the individual scoring. First of all, for the East Atchison Wolves, 19 points on the board. They're led by Carter Oswald with 6. Colton Hall has 5 points, 4 for Mason Kingery. Parker Livengood with 3, and Alex Erickson has 1. From the free throw line, and listen, this is important, from the line, East Atchison has hit 5 out of 6 at the charity stripe. For the South Holt Knights, 21 points on the board. Two players leading the way. Griffin Kemmerling has 6. Zachary Schumann also with 6 points. 4 for Hayes Weller. Adding 3 was Cole Metzger and Cameron Biondo with 2 for their total of 21. But from the free throw line, the Knights 0-7. 0-7 for the Knights, 5 out of 6 for East Atchison. And even though the Knights are up by 2, if they were making any free throws, they could have a nice, comfortable lead here. So that's where we stand at the half, 21-19, South Holt leading East Atchison. Right now we're going to send it back to MJ Evans at the Sunny 101.3 studios. 2 minutes of important sponsor information, followed by the local weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up live from Mound City. You're listening to live coverage of the 66th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get 4 lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with 4 free phones of your choice.
4 free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marzuk with your weather for the tri-state area. We're looking right above our average lows for tonight, and as we head through the weekend, slight cool down expected in a Wednesday night with low temperatures into the low 10s. Looks like our low temperatures won't peak until Friday night with low temperatures back into the upper 20s. Average highs around this time of year, 42 degrees, and our average lows around 22 degrees. Tonight, we're looking clear with the low around 28, with southwest winds at 5 to 15, gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. On Wednesday, we're expecting lots of sunshine with a high near 49, with west-northwest winds picking up at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Wednesday night looks mostly clear with a low around 14, with north-northwest winds at 5 to 15 gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Thursday looks like lots of sunshine with a high near 27, with north-northeast winds at 5 to 10. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
When it comes to winning in life, just like winning in sports, you need to have a game plan. When it comes to banking, you want the best financial playbook. We'll sit down with you and make sure you're executing the right plays for your family's future. So stop by and schedule an appointment today. Together, we'll tackle any problems on your path to financial security.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Located in Fall City.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is your friendly reminder from Nemaha County Hospital. It's National Influenza Vaccination Week. With flu season in full swing, it's the perfect time to roll up your sleeve and protect yourself and those you love. A flu shot is quick and easy and one of the best ways to stay healthy during the holidays. Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get vaccinated today. Call Nemaha County Hospital to learn more or schedule your flu shot. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Mound City High School. I'm Randy Gatula. That's Cody Swan seated next to me. MJ Evans is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Our presenting sponsors for this broadcast are Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure Ag of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, Golden Triangle Energy, Farmer State Bank of Mound City, and Northwest Ag Services. Say thanks to all of those folks if you enjoy this live coverage of the Mound City Tournament right here on Sunny 101.3. Ready to move to third quarter action. East Atchison trailing South Hold in a close ball game, 21-19. Games played earlier this evening. The Rockport girls defeated South Hold 60-21. Rockport boys over Mound City 66-38. And the Mound City girls defeated East Atchison 55-33. In our three previous games. We've got a tight one going here. I don't believe either team's been up by more than 4 or 5 points here in this whole first half. Two-point contest. The basketball will belong to East Atchison as we resume the action. Into forecourt on the dribble comes Erickson. Across court to the far side. Bounce pass inside the paint. Erickson driving layup. Short, couldn't get it. Rebound brought down by Griffin Kemmerling. Oh, it almost got away from Cole Metzger. Metzger chases the ball down and he'll bring it up court in a hurry. Cole Metzger at the top of the circle. His first action since the football injury last fall. Ooh, Metzger stumbled there for a minute. That looked a bit awkward. Makes you a little nervous every time he makes a stutter step, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yep.
Pass goes out of bounds, deflected away off of the South Holt Knights. It'll be the Wolves basketball. They will inbound it. Inbounding the pass, it comes into Erickson in backcourt. Erickson, a little spin move, tried to get away from a defender, gets it across the timeline, works against Hayes Weller. His pass goes to the right side to Hall into the corner, baseline down deep left side now. Underneath, shot is up off the glass and good. Put in by Mason Kingery. Kingery has 6 points now in the ball game. Ties us all up at 21 apiece. We haven't settled a thing in all this basketball. All tied into forecourt. It's South Holt with the basketball. Holding it over there is Griffin Kemmerling. Comes to the near side to Cole Metzger. Metzger. A cross-court pass to the far side to Trevor Mark. Right back up top. Metzger between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Man-to-man defense here now by East Atchison, putting on some pressure. Metzger takes it. Spin move in the paint. Off the glass. Up and good.
That's pretty.
Yep, that's the Cole Metzger that we're used to seeing. It's going to take him a little while to shake off the rust here, but that was a sweet move down the lane by Cole Metzger. 23-21. South Holt up by two. Here's a jump shot from the right side. Up and good. Nice looking shot by Parker Livengood. Livengood's got five now. What do we got? A whistle here on the inbounds?
Yep, got a foul. I believe we're going to get it on Erickson.
Yep.
Alex Erickson is going to pick up his first personal foul, team foul, number one.
So they'll inbound the ball underneath the basket. The Knights to toss it in to Cole Metzger. All tied at 23 apiece with 6:17 to go in the third quarter. Cole Metzger being guarded by Alex Erickson. As he comes down court, Metzger hands the ball up here to Biondo. Biondo in the paint. Goes back, jump shot, floater in the paint. Up and good by Trevor Mark. That's Trevor Mark's first points of the night here.
It is.
For the Knights. 25-23. South Holt back up by two. On the dribble is Erickson. A whistle. Contact across the way, and we're going to have a foul called here.
Just a kickball.
Just a kickball.
Yep.
Okay. Ball went out of bounds. It'll stay with the East Atchison Wolves at the top of the key. Erickson on the dribble. Erickson, floater, puts it up, rims in and out, and there's Cole Metzger somehow coming down with a rebound among all those trees. Metzger feeds it underneath. Oh, beautiful pass from Metzger. Put it into the hands of Hayes Weller. Weller couldn't finish. He tried to just put it up on the catch and came up a little bit short off the front of the rim.
Hayes Weller's going to pick up the foul after the rebound as well. His third personal foul, team foul number one.
Team foul number one of the period. In the backcourt is Colton Hall. Across the timeline, Parker Livengood with the dribble. Back up top to Hall. Across court it goes. Alex Erickson now a steal. Here comes the South Holt Knights for the driving layup. Up and off. No good. Boy, looked like they had something going there for South Holt. Down court was Griffin Kamerling. Just could not finish when he got to the bucket.
Heads up.
Go ahead.
Got it.
Yeah, pass was wide of the mark, way over the intended receiver down court. If football, we'd say slightly overthrown down the right sideline.
Crowd got it. Caught it perfectly again.
Was that the same guy that caught the last one?
Might have been. Two for two.
He's got good hands over there. 25-23, your score. South Holt up by two now as they come into forecourt with Cole Metzger on the dribble at the free throw line. Spin move, Metzger to the basket. Oh, laid it on the rim, couldn't get it down. And the rebound comes down once again to East Atchison. Long down court pass over the mark. East Atchison looking for Brody Wenahan. That didn't have a chance. Well over Wenahan's head and out of bounds down here at the north end.
Oswald checks back into the game for East Atchison, replacing Colton Hall.
All right, the inbound pass for South Holt. They give it back up to Hayes Weller, and he'll push it down the court. It's a man-to-man defense here by East Atchison. Give the ball up to Trevor Mark. Jump shot up and good for Trevor Mark. Mark's got 4 points. They've all come here in the third quarter, and now it's a four-point lead for South Holt. Free throw line, open look, jump shot doesn't go. Ball is going to get away out of bounds. It'll stay with East Atchison. Look for all the world there like Mason Kingery was going to come down with that rebound, and he had it slapped out of his hand. Alex Erickson will inbound it. He'll stand on the baseline, left side of the basket. Gets it into the left side corner. Oswald across court nearly has that pass stolen. Now handling the basketball is Livengood. Into the corner, open look, three, got it from the corner on the left side. Brody Wenahan, his first points of the night, he nails the three, and it's back to a one-point ball game. There's Cole Metzger underneath the basket for a drive-in layup that doesn't go. They get the rebound and kick it back out to the near side to Trevor Mark. Mark gives it up top to Hayes Weller across court. Metzger. Metzger wants to go around the defender. He pulls up for a three from the left wing. It's short off the front of the rim, and the rebound brought down East Atchison. Breakaway lay-in up off the glass, up and good by Carter Oswald. Oswald has 8 points, and that time South Holt a little bit late getting back on defense.
East Atchison back with the lead, 28-27 with 3:39 left to play here in the third.
All right, inside the paint, moving toward the hoop as Weller has the ball stolen away. East Atchison on the fast break, driving layup, doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul, and we're probably going to see Parker Livengood going to the line here, or was that just
They just called it out of bounds.
Not a shooting foul, okay.
No foul at all.
Out of bounds.
Yep.
Wow, a lot of contact down there. It'll be the East Atchison Wolves to play it in. They'll trigger it in baseline under their own basket. Erickson lobs it all the way up to the top of the key, gets it out to Brody Wenahan. Wenahan feeds it to the left side to Carter Oswald. Here's a fall-away shot that's up and off, no good, and the rebound is going to be pulled down by Trevor Mark. Mark will bring the basketball down court himself, gets inside the paint, lost the handle on it. Ball is on the floor, picked up and stolen. The other direction comes East Atchison, driving lay-in up, doesn't get it. Ball goes out of bounds. That shot was put up by Carter Oswald. Missed everything, but I think it must have been swatted there by the Knights.
Yeah, it must have been just tipped, and Parker Livengood's going to check back in, replacing Brody Wenahan here.
1-point ball game, 28-27. East Atchison back up by one. They trailed by as much as four here a little bit ago. Now East Atchison trying to set something up. Livengood feeds it into traffic, into Hall, back up to Livengood. Long three, top of the key. Or was that? Yeah, that was Livengood.
Yep.
Held the three. That's his second three of the night. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. 31-27. Here's a fall-away jump shot in the paint. Put up off. No good. That was by Kimberly. Rebound. East Atchison at the free throw line. Jump shot, fall-away shot doesn't go. Comes up short. And the rebound to South Hole. 31-27. 4-point lead for East Atchison. South Hole's basketball. Handling the ball is Hayes Weller. Weller feeds to the right side, goes to Schumann. Schumann, now a jump shot just outside the right side of the lane, up and good by Griffin Kimmerling. He's got 8 points. We've got a timeout taken with 2:19 to go in the ballgame, a 2-point contest, 31-29. East Atchison up. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
2 minutes, 19 seconds to play in the third quarter, 31-29. East Atchison now leading the South Hole Knights. South Hole was up by four here earlier in this period. East Atchison with the 2-point lead and the basketball. They'll come down and try and set their offense here. With the ball is Wenahan. Goes to the left wing, Oswald. Long three off the rim, no. Tipped around. Whistle underneath, and what do we got?
That is going to be a foul. I couldn't see if it was a one. Erickson. That'll be on Alex Erickson, his second personal foul, team foul number two.
All right, 2:09 to go here in the quarter. 2-point lead, East Atchison. Here's South Holt with the basketball. In the corner, Schumann almost had it knocked away. Mark comes up with it. Trevor Mark. A cross-court pass to the near side, back to Schumann, tipped away from Schumann again, knocked out of bounds by Alex Erickson. Erickson playing some pretty tenacious defense down here in the corner.
Active hands.
Inbounding the ball will be Hayes Weller to toss it in. He'll stand in the corner, baseline, right side of his own basket. On the baseline to toss it in. Going to have to hurry. Okay, gets it up top to Mark. Trevor Mark right back to Hayes Weller. Weller pulls up for a 10-foot jumper that's off the rim and doesn't go. Rebound quickly. Fast break. Down court comes Carter Oswald. Driving layup. Didn't get it. Whistle and a foul, I believe. Ooh. This is going to be another one of those tough calls. They're going to put Oswald at the line, I think.
Yes, they are. That's going to be called on Hayes Weller. On Weller, I think...
That's his fourth, I believe.
I must have got the other one wrong.
Okay.
Just his third.
Okay.
Team foul number two.
Free throw is up and off, no good, for Carter Oswald. That's the first free throw of this second half. Second shot is up, and it is off also. Missed them both. So Oswald with a chance there. Missed both of them. Across the timeline on the dribble. Here comes the... South Holt Knights at the top of the key. Bounce pass, Schumann left wing. Zachary Schumann feeds up to the near side to Kimmerling, Griffin Kimmerling. It's a 2-point ball game. Now they'll back it out and reset the offense against this man-to-man defense. Underneath, Trevor Mark got hammered down there as he caught the ball. Whistle, I think that foul is probably going to be on Brody Wenahan.
think you're right. Yes, it is. Brody Winahan's going to pick up his second foul, team foul number three.
All right, South Holt to inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. Waiting for the inbound pass. They lob it up top, comes up to Griffin Kemmerling. Kemmerling got into traffic, goes to Weller in the corner. Hayes Weller wants to pass into Schumann in traffic, can't get it in there. Now they go into Schumann. The ball is loose on the floor, everybody after it. And timeout's going to be called, I think, to preserve possession. 59 seconds to go in the quarter, 31-29. East Atchison up, back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
59 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 31-29. East Atchison up by two, and the Wolves will have the basketball. Inbounding, it'll be Brody Winahan. It comes right back to Winahan. He'll come across the timeline, guarded by Schumann in the man-to-man defense. Kicks it up top now to Alex Erickson. Now with the basketball is Brody Winahan driving. Oh, nice pass to the left side. Didn't take it. Oswald for three. Off the rim, no. And pulling down the rebound quickly into forecourt comes Hayes Weller. Weller to the left side. Goes across court with a pass to Biondo. Now holding it at the top of the circle is Hayes Weller. 30 seconds to go in the period. Baseline, right side, a lot of traffic. Jump shot up and good. Put in by Griffin Kemmerling. Kemmerling put that one down. He's now got 10 points in the ballgame. Here's a driving lay-in up and good at the other end very quickly. Alex Erickson answered that one in a hurry. 13 seconds to go, down to 10 seconds. Are they aware how close the time is here? I'm not sure he is. Taking his time getting it into
five
court.
Seconds.
5 seconds. They're not going to get. Yes, they will. Here's a shot, three at the buzzer, off no good. And it's 33-31. East Atchison up by two. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3.
After three quarters, East Atchison leading South Holt 33-31. And here to take you home in the fourth quarter is Cody Schwann.
16 of 16 quarters played. We're going to 16. South Holt basketball. Cole Metzger to the left side over to Biondo. Cross-court pass a little too high for Hayes Weller. It's going to go into the South Holt bench. It'll be a turnover to East Atchison to start the fourth quarter.
Well, if you're going to throw it away, you don't want to throw it to your coach.
not a good spot. Alex Erickson with the ball in the backcourt for the Wolves. Dribbles at the top of the key. He'll hand it off to Parker Livengood. Between the legs, tough defense being played by Griffin Kemmerling. They get a pass off underneath to Kingery, who can't get it to go down. Back out top it goes Colton Hall. And they're going to say traveling on Colton Hall. So a turnover goes back to the Knights. 33-31, still our score. Two possessions. Each team had a possession so far, two turnovers. Back this way come the Knights. Bounce pass inside to Kimmerling. Kimmerling turnaround jump shot up off back iron. Won't fall. Rebound pulled down by Parker Livengood. Outlet pass. It goes to Colton Hall. Into the front court. Here's Brody Winahan. And he's going to whistle for a traveling call as well as Winahan was making his move to the basket.
Yeah, Brody did that little stutter step before he put the ball down for the dribble. Kevin Dotson, Coach Dotson, not arguing much about it.
Two trips down for the Wolves, two traveling calls. The Knights working the basketball from our left to our right. This is Metzger with it. Down into the corner. Back out top it goes, Metzger. Cross court, Hayes Weller. Weller with it. He'll hold it. Back over to Metzger. Shot fake back to Weller. And against this zone defense of the Wolves, here's a three-pointer by Metzger. Off back iron won't fall. Rebound pulled down by Brody Winahan for East Atchison. Head to the front court. Parker Livengood with it. Top of the key, Hall. Hall inside to Kingery. Now here's Erickson on the dribble drive. Puts the shot up right next to the glass. Won't go down, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on South Holt.
Foul is going to be on Griffin Kimmerling. On Kimmerling, that's his second personal. Team foul number one of the quarter.
That might have been the one I missed in the third quarter. Keep your eye on that.
Yep, that's his third. Okay.
Okay. And we'll send Alex Erickson to the free throw line. He's got 3 points in the ballgame. He's 1 for 2 from the free throw line. First free throw up and off, no good. He'll have another chance here.
After being 5 out of 6 in the first half, they're 0 for 3 in the second half from the line.
0 for 3. Free throw up, 0 for 4. Shot goes no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds to South Holt.
South Holt has yet to shoot a free throw in the second half. They were 0 for 7 in the first half.
6:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. Score still 33-31 in favor of East Atchison here. South Holt with the basketball. Metzger will bring it across. He'll give it to Biondo. Now bounce pass underneath the mark in the left block. Back outside it goes Biondo. Dribble drive to the paint. Shot up, no good. Brody Winahan pulls down the rebound for East Atchison. Ahead in a hurry. 3-on-2. Pass off to Alex Erickson. Up and good. Alex Erickson scores another bucket. He's got 5 in the ballgame.
Nice assist by Brody Winahan.
Well executed 3-on-2 play. Into the front court comes Metzger. Dribble drive to the paint. Up off the glass. Won't fall. Defensive rebound by Brody Winahan. Now he's tangled up down there. Gets it off to Kingery. Cross court pass Hall. Ball still loose on the ground. And whistle and timeout on the court. 35-31 as East Ashton was having trouble getting it across the timeline there. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everyone, here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, and one of Santa Claus's best friends is Bart at Farm and City Supply. Bart, why does Santa like your store so much?
Well, because we got all the great brands that people have come to know and love, Justin. We got things like Carhartt, Yeti, Ariat, Steel, Dryshod, you know, Ertl Toys. We got lots of selection of great Christmas items up here. Come on in, we got stuff for the whole family. We got holiday hours through Christmas. We're open 7 days a week, so come in and check us out this holiday season.
Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula and Cody Swong with you back here at Mound City High School. 5:52 to play in the fourth quarter, 35-31. East Atchison leading South Holt. Our producer engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball is MJ Evans, working tonight back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. She's also in charge of the MSC Radio Network feed that puts us out on that MSC Radio app that you can now load onto your cell phone, one click away from live coverage of high school sports on your phone.
Inbounding the ball after the timeout. The Wolves will get a fresh start here. Alex Erickson, pass to the front court, Parker Livengood. He'll find Colton Hall back out top. They work it around to the left side now. Brody Winahan. Winahan will dribble drive baseline. Gets into traffic, and he's going to slide on the floor after falling down and travel with it. Turnover to South Holt. So kind of a sloppy fourth quarter here so far, just a little bit with some turnovers and some unforced turnovers.
South Holt has yet to score, and we've played nearly 2.5 minutes of this period.
Metzger takes the inbound pass. Wolves in a little three-quarter court pressure. Now they'll trap Kimmerling as he just crossed the timeline. A whistle and a timeout's going to be called as Kimmerling got trapped right at half court. We'll take another 30-second break. You've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mountain City High School. 5:33 left to go, fourth quarter, 35-31. East Ashton in front of South Holt here. Randy Gatula, Cody Schwong with you here this evening. In the final game of our four-game night.
Marathon.
We'll be back again tomorrow night. John and Randy will be here starting at 4:30, a little before for pregame. Here's Trevor Mark on the dribble drive to the basket, up and good. Trevor Mark scores another basket, 6 points all here in the second half, and it's back to a two-point game, 35-33. Live and good with the basketball for East Addison. Back out top it goes Colton Hall. Now South Holt's playing a 1-3-1 zone defense versus that man defense. Here's Live and Good with a three-point look from the left corner, up and good. Parker Live and Good knocks down his third triple of the ball game. He's got 11 points on the evening.
That was a big basket there for Live and Good.
And it's back to a five-point advantage for East Atchison, 38-33. Metzger with the basketball coming down, facing this 2-3 zone defense of East Atchison. Cross-court pass, Weller has it. If you're South Holt, you got to work it inside at least a little bit. Here's Mark with it. Now Metzger, top of the key. Now they just play catch with it, and Metzger, they'll fire a three from the top or from the left wing. That was Mark firing it. Not really close, and defensive rebound for the Wolves and Alex Erickson. Now here come the Wolves once again, controlling the game here just a little bit. Nearing the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Here's Live and Good. Just knocked down a triple. Uses a shot fake. Back outside they go. Burn a little clock. Cross-court pass. Carter Oswald with it. Right corner, Kingery.
You wonder if South Holt's going to have to come out of this zone and get back into the man-to-man.
Especially if the Wolves knock down another three-pointer like they've been shooting. Here's Kingery with an open look from the right short corner. That goes over the hoop. Here's Metzger with a long down-court pass. It's tipped away by Colton Hall. Ends up in the hands of Parker Live and Good. Good defensive play. Now Live and Good will pull a three-pointer from the top of the key. Up and good. Live and Good knocks down a three-pointer.
Back-to-back threes.
And his fourth three-pointer on the evening. Back the other way comes South Holt, facing an eight-point deficit now. Whistle and a foul as Weller was moving up the court. Foul's going to be called on Parker Live and Good.
Live and Good, I have that as his fourth personal.
Yep.
Team foul number one of the quarter.
Cameron Biondo will check back in for South Holt. He will replace Cole Metzger. 3:34 left to go here, fourth quarter, and all of a sudden, after a couple of Parker Live and Good three-pointers, it's an eight-point ball game. East Atchison 41 and South Holt 33. Biondo off to the left side to Trevor Mark. Around the horn it comes. Weller has it on the right side. They work it back over to the hands of Mark. Now they play catch with it. Kimmerling gets it underneath the hoop. Shot fake. Puts a shot up. And goes down. Kimmerling scores once again. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. Leading scorer for the Knights. Timeout on the court. 41-35. A six-point advantage for East Atchison. 3:14 left to play fourth quarter. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
3:14 left to play in this one. 41-35, the East Atchison boys with a six-point lead right now on the South Holt Knights here in the 66th annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. We'll be back here again tomorrow night. John Nixon will join me. We'll have our first game at 4:30. Games at 4:30, 6, 7:30, and 9. Again, another marathon of high school basketball tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. It'll be at East Atchison basketball, 41-35. The Wolves ahead by 6 here. This is Erickson with it. He broke the press, and now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Hayes Weller. I believe that's going to be number 4.
It should be his 4th, yes, I believe.
Just team foul number 2, though, so still not in the double bonus. Going to have to get a few more fouls here to make the Wolves shoot some free throws. Inbounding into the backcourt and a whistle. Going to go out of bounds.
Looked like the Kansas City Chiefs are playing there. Snapped the ball and he wasn't ready for it.
Didn't even have his hands up. So it'll be a turnover to the Knights right in front of the South Holt bench. Facing a six-point deficit, 41-35 with 3:11 left to go. Weller will trigger it in to Cameron Biondo. Biondo goes right back to Weller on the right side. Now they move it around to Mark on the left side. They move it around, swing it back and forth top of the key.
They don't have time to be doing this.
Finally find Kimmerling in the bottom. Now they go to the Weller at the top of the key. Around they go. Colton Hall got a hand on that ball but didn't get a steal. Now they get it to Kimmerling in the right, left short corner. Back out to Weller, who will try a 3 from the left wing. No good. Kimmerling with the offensive rebound up and good. He's got 14 now in the ball game.
They spent an awful lot of time passing the ball on that possession.
They did. It's down to a 4-point ball game with 2:33 left to play here. 41-37. It is East Atchison basketball with the lead. They will inbound it into the backcourt. Winahan triggers it in to Alex Erickson. Erickson facing a full court pressure from Biondo. Erickson dribble drive to the hoop, puts it up off the glass, won't fall, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on South Holt, sending Alex Erickson to the free throw line.
Foul is going to be on Schumann, on Zachary Schumann. That's his third personal team foul, number 3 of the quarter.
Erickson does have 5 points in the ball game. He is 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Free throw on the way, up and good.
That's the first made free throw for either team here in the second half. South Holt has not been to the charity stripe, and East Atchison now 1 out of 5 at the line.
Erickson will have another opportunity here. Shot is on the way, up and good.
Get back. Feeling free throws are going to be the difference in this one, Cody.
Back to a 6-point lead for East Atchison. Here's Mark on the other end. Puts a shot up, won't fall. Ball is tipped around, ended up in the hands of Mason Kingery for East Atchison. Off to Carter Oswald. Clock is nearing 2 minutes. Alex Erickson with the basketball for the Wolves. Now Colton Hall has it on the far side. Out by the volleyball spike line. Now here's a pass inside to Winahan. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the floor. No bonus yet.
Foul on Hayes Weller.
I think that's on Kimmerling.
Kimmerling
picks up number 4.
Yes, Kimmerling called for that one.
So the clock shows a minute 59. It's a 6-point game, 43-37. The Wolves kind of okay, just burning some clock here. Here the Knights got to get up and pressure them. Now here's a pass inside to Kinger. He puts a shot up, won't fall. Rebound comes down to Hayes Weller. Weller into the front court on the right side. Now picks up his dribble. Top of the key it goes Metzger. Metzger back to Weller, who will try a 3 off, won't fall. Rebound comes in the hands of Brody Winahan. And Winahan is fouled on the rebound.
I think this foul is going to be on Trevor Mark.
I think you're right.
Hasn't signaled the bench here yet, has he?
That is who that is on.
Trevor Mark gets called for the personal on Trevor, his 3rd. That is the 5th team foul, so we walk to the other end.
We'll send Brody Winahan to the line. He's got 3 points in the ball game on a made 3-pointer earlier in the second half. Free throw is on the way. Up and rolls in. Now it's a 7-point advantage for East Atchison. The Knights have only scored 6 points here in the fourth quarter. second free throw for Winahan up and will not fall. Mark pulls down the rebound. Now he bounce passes it to Weller. Weller ahead to Biondo. Biondo back out to Weller. Cross-court pass to Metzger. Intercepted by Brody Winahan. Winahan ahead to Carter Oswald in the front court. Up and good off the glass. Oswald scores again. He's into double figures with 10. And it's a 9-point game, 46-37, with a minute 13 left to play here. Now here's a turnover by South Holt. Coming in back into the ballgame, Parker live and good for East Atchison. And 1:11 left to play here in the fourth. Inbounding, they get it into Carter Oswald. Oswald will walk it across the timeline. South Holt kind of just content with them letting run the clock out here, possibly. A minute left to play here in the fourth quarter. 46-37, a 9-point advantage for East Atchison over South Holt here. Livengood has the basketball for the Wolves. Tosses it off to Oswald. I think they're just okay letting it go, possibly, Randy. This is Livengood with the basketball right between the circles.
Running a little weave out here at the top of the key, just killing the clock. 30 seconds to go, and I'm pretty sure that the Knights aren't going to come out and foul them.
I think they're all right, just letting it run down.
A lot closer than the nine-point ball game, though.
Now there's a whistle and a foul as Metzger was trying to get the ball there away from Alex Erickson, so we'll send Erickson to the free throw line for a couple free throws.
Here's a number for you. The free throw line right now, South Holt, 0-for. They went 0-for-7. They did not shoot a free throw in the second half. Meanwhile, there's been 8 made free throws. Make that 9 made free throws, and that's the difference in your ball game right now at the free throw line.
Yep.
That one was good, put in there by Alex Erickson. He's made 3 in a row here now.
So far this quarter, the Knights have been outscored 14-6, 15-6 here in the fourth quarter. Clock down to 15 seconds. It's an 11-point ball game. East Atchison in front. This is Kimmerling with it, 9 seconds. Ball is knocked away. Alex Erickson's just going to hold on to it, and that'll be the final. It's going to be the East Atchison Wolves, 48, and the South Holt Knights, 37. In this final game of 4 here from Mound City High School, we'll take a 2-minute break, come back and look at all of your favorite players' stats, and wrap up our post-game show. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
This is Sunny 101.3.
48
7. Our final score in the nightcap, the East Atchison boys with the win over the South Holt Knights. Let's look at the individual scoring. First of all, for the Knights, they were led by Griffin Kemmerling in double figures with 14 points. 6 points tonight in the ballgame for Trevor Mark. Zachary Schumann also had 6. Adding 5 was Cole Metzger. 4 points for Hayes Weller, and chipping in 2 was Cameron Biondo for their total of 37. From the free throw line, the South Holt Knights, 0-4-7. They did not score from the charity stripe. They did not shoot a free throw in the entire second half of the ballgame. For the East Atchison Wolves, leading the way tonight in double figures was Parker Livengood with 14 points. Carter Oswald, also in double figures, he finished with 10. Alex Erickson, right behind, had 9 in the ballgame. 6 for Mason Kingery, 5 points for Colton Hall, and with 4 points tonight was Brody Wenahan for their total of 48. From the free throw line, the Wolves went 10 out of 26. So a 10-point advantage at the free throw line, and they win tonight by 11. Free throws, a big part of the outcome of this ball game. In the games played earlier this evening, the Rockport girls defeated South Holt 60-21. Rockport boys defeated Mound City 66-38. The Mound City girls over East Atchison 55-33, and this game just now, East Atchison 48-37 over South Holt. Cody, we've got more basketball tomorrow night.
You bet. 4:30 right away tomorrow afternoon, Mid-Buchanan girls versus Mound City girls. And then at 6 o'clock, it'll be the Mid-Buchanan boys versus the Rockport boys. 7:30, the LaBonne girls will play Rockport. And in the nightcap at 9 o'clock, roughly, LeBron boys will play the South Holt Knights that we just saw just a little bit ago. They'll be brought to you live right here on Sunny 101.3 and on the MSC Sports Radio Network. John and Randy will have the call on that one tomorrow night.
Cody, thanks for coming down tonight, giving us a hand here. Always a pleasure to work with you, trying out those new headsets again.
Yeah,
we appreciate
most definitely.
That. Real pleasure to work with you, and we appreciate you being here. Hopefully we can get together again through this next basketball season. So that's about going to wrap it up for our coverage of the Mound City Tournament for tonight. We'll be back here tomorrow at 4:30 to tip it off again for 4 more games. So for Cody Schwong and for MJ Evans, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in this boys' game. It was East Atchison 48, South Holt 37. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to live coverage of the 66th Annual Mound City Invitational Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.